नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, the Samam Bonam, Chapter 2, Prayers by the Demigods, verse number 25. Brahma bhavascha tatraitya मुनिभिः नारदादिभिः देवैः सानुचरैः साकं गीर्भिर्वर्षणम् ऐदयन् ब्रह्मा भवश्च तत्रायते मुनिभिः नारदादिभिः देवै सानुचरै साकम् गीर्भिर्वर्षणम् आयदयन् ब्रह्मा भवश्च तत्रैत्य मुनिभिः नारदादिभिः देवै सानुचरै साकम् गीर्भिर्वर्षणम् आयदयन् प्लीज रिसर्व ब्रह्मा भवश्च तत्रैत्य मुनिभिर्नारदादिभिः देवैः सानुचरैः साकम् गीर्भिर्वर्षणम् ऐदयन् ब्रह्मा भावश्च तत्रैत्य मुनिभिर्नारदादिभिः देवैः सानुचरैः साकम् गीर्भिर्वर्षणम् ऐदयन् ब्रह्मा भावश्च तत्रैत्य मुनिभिर्नारदादिभिः देवैः सानुचरैः साकम् गीर्भिर्वृष्णम् ऐदयन् ब्रह्मा भवश्च तत्रैया मुनिभिर्नारदादिभिः देवै सानुचरै साकम् गीर्भिर्वृषणम् ऐदयन् ब्रह्मा भवश्च तत्रैत्य मुनिभिर्नारदादिभिः देवै सानुचरै साकम् गीर्भिर्वृषणम् ऐदयन् माताजी वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग ब्रह्मा द सुप्रीम फोर हेडेड डेमिगॉड भवच एंड लॉर्ड शिवा तत्र देर एत्य अराइविंग मुनि भी accompanied by great sages, Naradadibhi, by Narad and others, Devai, and by demigods like Indra, Chandra and Varuna, Sa Anuchare, with their followers, Sakam altogether, Girbhi by their transcendental prayers, Vrashanam the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can bestow blessings upon everyone. Aidayan, pleased. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, accompanied by great sages like Narada, Devala and Vyasa, and by other demigods like Indra, Chandra and Varuna, invisibly approached the room of Devaki, where they all joined in offering their respectful obeisances and prayers to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can bestow blessings upon everyone. Purport. Dvau bhuta sargau loke asmin daiva asura evacha Padma Puran. There are two classes of men, the daivas and the asuras, and there is a great difference between them. Kamsa, being an asura, was always planning how to kill the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his mother Devaki. Thus he was also Krishna conscious. But devotees are Krishna conscious favorably, Vishnu Bhakta Smrito Deva. Brahma is so powerful that he is in charge of creating an entire universe. Yet he personally came to receive the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhava, Lord Shiva, is always jubilant in chanting the holy name of the Lord. And what to speak of Narada, Narada Muni Bhajaya Vina Radhika Ramana Rame. Narada Muni is always chanting the glories of the Lord, and his engagement is to travel all over the universe and find a devotee or make someone a devotee. Even a hunter was made a devotee by the grace of Narada. Srila Sanatan Goswami in his Toshani says that the word Narad Adi Bhi means that Narad and the demigods were accompanied by other saintly persons like Sanak and Sanatan, all of whom came to congratulate or welcome the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even though Kamsa was planning to kill Devaki, he too awaited the arrival of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pratikshamastat Janma. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2, Verse Number 25, Translation. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, accompanied by great sages like Narada, Devala and Vyas, and by other demigods like Indra, Chandra and Varun, invisibly approached the room of Devaki, where they all joined in offering their respectful obeisances and prayers to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can bestow blessings upon everyone. Hare Krishna. So we are reading about the appearance of Lord Shri Krishna. Lord Shri Krishna appeared in the prison of Kansa. Kansa is an asura and he is waiting for the appearance of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is all attractive. Lord Krishna created the scene in such a way that even Kamsa is thinking and waiting, when will he come? Like devotees wait for Janmashtami, when will Janmashtami come? Very enthusiastically. So Kamsa is waiting for Janmashtami. When will Krishna come? So as Kamsa is waiting, even the demigods are waiting. Lord Shri Krishna promised the demigods that I will come down. I will come down to protect Mother Earth. I will come down to protect my devotees. I will come down to kill all the asuras. I will come down to establish dharma. And I will come down to perform my human-like, all-attractive pastimes. So this he promised to the demigods when Lord Brahma and all the demigods approached Lord Vishnu to help Mother Earth. So now, fulfilling his promise, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, has come in the womb of Devaki as an ordinary child, but he is not an ordinary child. He appears as an ordinary child taking birth from the womb of a mother, but he is still transcendental. Absolute Truth, the Supreme Person, the Supreme Enjoyer. A material child in the womb of the mother suffers. The womb is not a very comfortable place, five-star place. The womb is very inconvenient place to stay. The child is upside down in a small bag. And the child is in the same location where there is stool and urine. And all the small, small microbes there, they bite the tender skin of the child. And the child feels pain. And if mother eats some spicy food, that goes and affects the child. So a fortunate child at month 7 of pregnancy prays to Krishna. My dear Krishna, I am suffering in this womb. I request you, my dear Lord, please deliver me from this painful condition. Please deliver me from this womb and I will promise you that I will never enter another womb. Once I come out of this womb, I will serve you, I will surrender unto you, I will practice devotional service so that I don't have to go to any other womb. We pray like this to Krishna. Then Krishna says, last time same prayer you did. Millions of years, every time same prayer you are doing. But still you are going inside the womb again and again. That's Maya. But when Krishna is in the womb of Devaki, he is not like that. He is not suffering. He is not in pain. He is enjoying. It's same as staying in Golok Vrindavan. No difference. Devaki and Vasudeva are in the prison of Kans. And Krishna is in the womb of Devaki. And all the demigods, when they come to know that Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Absolute Truth, has descended from the spiritual world to our universe in Mathura, they all came down invisibly to the prison of Kans to offer their prayers, to seek blessings, to welcome the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like it is said, if your spiritual master is visiting you, if he is from the same city, you should receive him at the house gate. If he is coming from a different city, you should receive him at the train station or airport. If he is coming from a different country, you receive him at the port of entry point. Here the Supreme Personality of God is coming out of the universe. So his entry point is the jail of Kans. So all the demigods come to receive him at the jail of Kans. But then why did they come so early? They should come after birth. Why did they come before birth? Inside the womb they are welcoming him. That because all the demigods know, once he takes birth, he will go to Vrindavan and then we have no chance to meet him. Vrindavan, we get very busy when we go, right? No chance to meet others. So the demigods came before. They didn't want it to go and to Vrindavan and disturb him. In Vrindavan, when Krishna would take care of his cows whole day, Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Chandra, Varun, Vayu, Agni, they will all come to offer their prayers in the morning. But early morning when Krishna wakes up, he goes to the Goshala to milk the cows. So the demigods will stand in the sky. He is milking the cows. How can we disturb him? After he finishes the milking, we will offer our prayers. So after Krishna milks the cows, he goes to do wrestling, kusti, some exercise. So the demigods say, how can we disturb somebody in kusti? Let him finish his wrestling, then we will offer prayers. After kusti, his servants massage him with oil and he takes bath in Yamuna. If it is summer time, if he takes winter time, he takes bath inside the house. So demigods say, how can we disturb somebody taking bath? So we'll offer prayers after that. So after that, Mother Yashoda calls, comes, eat breakfast after dressing up. So all the friends come, they eat breakfast. So demigods say, okay, let him finish breakfast. We will offer our prayers later. So after breakfast, as Krishna is finishing his breakfast, all the boys are below the window doing, hurry bol, come quickly, we have to go to the forest. Cops are ready. So Krishna Balram rush. Then the demigods are saying, how can we offer prayers? So much noise is happening. We will do it in the forest. So Krishna walks on the path and all the gopis are coming out of their houses, standing behind the trees on the terrace to see Krishna. And Krishna is smiling to them. So the demigods say, okay, in the forest, well, nobody will be there, we'll offer prayers. So as soon as he reaches forest, the deers, the peacocks, the birds, the trees, the creepers, the monkeys, they got attracted and all the boys are playing and doing masti and doing naughty activities and so much fun whole day. The demigods are not able to offer prayers. How can we disturb Krishna's play? So they say, okay, evening we will do. So evening when Krishna comes back with the cows to the house, demigods say, once he comes to the house, he will go inside, then we'll have no chance to offer prayers. So evening when Krishna is on the path coming back, demigods in the sky are offering prayers. And they don't want to disturb Krishna, so after offering prayers, they run away. So demigods Mangalati gets postponed from morning till evening, whole day. So in Vrindavan, no time. Krishna is busy with his loving devotees. So they knew this will happen. So before Krishna takes birth, they come and do their job. They welcome Krishna. They offer prayers to Krishna. They seek blessings from Krishna, Vrishanam, who is all auspicious, who is always ready to award blessings to everybody. Any contact with Krishna is auspicious. All good. Nothing inauspicious can happen when we practice Krishna consciousness. Krishna is never a cause of something bad in our life. Krishna is never a cause of inauspicious thing in our life. That day I was distributing books. So one person came at the stall and we explained and he got convinced, yes, I should take the book, but he didn't take. Why he didn't take? We asked him. He said, oh, you know, I can't keep Bhagavad Gita in my house. Why? Mahabharat ho jayega. Fight will happen in the house if I keep Bhagavad Gita. I said, there are 2 lakh books in my godown, no fight is happening. And one book, you'll have fight. So people have a misconception that if Krishna comes in my life, anything wrong will happen, I will become poor. Or I will lose taste in material, job or career. No, it's not true. Nothing inauspicious can happen by serving Krishna. So the demigods come down to seek blessings from Krishna, who is all auspicious. Who is coming down? Lord Brahma is coming down. Lord Shiva is coming down. Vyasadeva is coming down. Deval Rishi is coming down. Indra, Chandra, Varun, Vayu, Agni, Surya, all demigods are coming down, their followers are coming down, Sanat Kumar is coming down, 4 Kumaras, Devala, Narad Muni and their disciples are coming down. All of them are there in the prison house of Kans, invisibly, not visible to Devaki and Vasudev, and they are offering prayers. They are offering prayers to Krishna in the womb, in the prison. My dear Lord, relieve us from this prison. This universe is a prison. And they are offering prayers to Krishna in the prison to come out of the prison. Even though Krishna is in the prison, but he is not a prisoner. He is not an intimate of the prison house. He is free, swarat, independent. We in this universe are not free. We are inside the prison. Conditioned soul means bandhan, we are tied. Tied by the ropes of 3 modes of material nature, gunas, satogun, rajogun, tamogun. And when Krishna comes here, he is not conditioned, he is liberated. He is transcendental, absolute truth. It is a misconception people have that Krishna is also like me. He is also here in the world. Historical personality, no. Just like if the state minister visits the jail, visits the prison house, so all the prisoners, ye bhi aa gaya, like us. No, he is not like you. He is a visitor. He is not bound by the laws of prison. But foolish people think he is also like me. Same address. Similarly, foolish people think Krishna is like me. I am conditioned, he is also limited. But that's not true. Krishna is completely free. He can do anything and everything. He is free from the laws. If we put a stone in river, it goes down. Gravitational force. We are under the law of gravitational force. Krishna is above the law of gravitational force. If Lord Ramchandra puts a stone, it floats. He knows how to change the laws. Because he is a lawmaker. He is not within the law. He is not bound by the law. We are bound by the law. He is above the law. He is above the laws. So he is completely free. Even though he is in the womb of his mother, even though he is in the prison of Kansa, even though he is in this material universe, he is not in the material universe. He is not in the prison of Kansa. He is not in the womb of Devaki. He is above all that. He is transcendental. And the demigods know that. Kamsa does not know. Asuras don't understand this. But the demigods know if Krishna is in the womb, he is still absolute truth. If Krishna is stealing makhan, he is still absolute truth. If Krishna is crying, he is still absolute truth. If Krishna is eating matti, he is still absolute truth. It doesn't change. The value doesn't change. If you have a 2,000 rupee note in your pocket, what is the value? 2,000. If that 2,000 rupee note is on the floor, what is the value? 2,000. If that 2,000 is in the drainage, what is the value? 2,000. Will you put your hand and pick it up? Yes. You will not say, no, dirty 2,000. I don't want dirty 2,000. I prefer clean 2,000. Anybody like that? No, we'll pick it up. No problem. Because we still value the note. Irrespective of the circumstances. In the same way, Krishna may be visible to us in variety of material circumstances, but he is self-same supreme personality of Godhead. Transcendental. His value does not decrease. His position does not decrease. We should know this. So Brahma, he is the four-headed Supreme Lord, Supreme Creator, secondary Creator. But for the masses, he is Supreme. Even he comes down to receive the Lord. Even he comes down to receive the Lord from Vaikuntha. And Lord Shiva comes, Narad Muni comes, sages come. They all come. Just like if in a forest there is forest fire, then all the elephants and other animals are suffering. And there is a cloud which pours rain, then all the suffering goes away. And when the rain is coming, the peacocks are dancing. They are very happy. And there are chataka birds who drink rainwater. They only wait, when will rain come so that we are thirsty, we drink that water. And there are farmers who use the rain to cultivate the land and make growth. In the same way, Krishna's pastimes are like, Krishna is like a cloud. His pastimes are like the rain water. Brahma is a farmer who cultivates this world. Lord Shiva is a peacock who dances. Narad Muni and other sages are the chataka birds who are waiting for Krishna's pastimes. And all the other living entities are the suffering elephants, suffering from the forest fire. And they are happy when the pastimes of Krishna, when the rain comes and the fire disappears. This is the analogy of this verse. In these words, Krishna's pastimes are compared to rain cloud. Brahma is compared to the cultivator. Shiva is compared to the dancing peacock. Narad Muni and others are compared to the chataka birds waiting for rain water. And all other demigods and living entities are compared to the suffering animals in the forest fire. So just as the rain gives pleasure to the farmer, the cultivator, the peacocks, the chataka birds and the elephants and other animals. Just one rain can take care of all these people. So one pastime of Krishna or multiple pastimes of Krishna can take care of everything. So all the demigods are very eager that now Krishna will perform his pastimes and we will see it. They are so happy. Demigods are thinking of Krishna. Kamsa is also thinking of Krishna. But there is a difference. One is doing anukul, one is doing pratikul, one is doing favorable, one is doing unfavorable. Demigods are thinking of Krishna as master, as friend, as well-wisher, in affection. And Kamsa is thinking of Krishna as an enemy. Kamsa is also Krishna conscious, but unfavorably. And that's not devotional service. Devotional service should be performed favorably. Then it is accepted. And that knowledge comes from the disciplic succession, from sadhu, guru, shastra. We cannot perform devotional service whimsically. If suppose somebody hears in the class, one should offer agarbatti to Krishna. So night 2 o'clock he comes, opens the altar and offers 5,000 agarbattis to Radha Ras Bihari. Is that devotional service? Offering one agarbatti is devotional service. Offering 5,000 agarbatti is not devotional service? Yes or no? No? Why? Yeah. What is the problem with offering 5,000 agarbattis? What is the problem with 5,000 agarbattis? There will be so much smoke, Radha Rasbir will run out. Agarbatti is offered for fragrance, not for unlimited amount of smoke. Right? At night 2 o'clock he sleeps. So there are regulative principles. You cannot whimsically offer devotional service, pratikul devotional service, that will not be accepted. So we don't follow the whims of our mind. We follow the spiritual instructions of the spiritual master, the devotees and the scriptures. So Kamsa is unfavorably thinking of Krishna as an enemy. And demigods are so pleased. They are welcoming Krishna. They are very happy that Krishna has come. He has promised and He has come. He will take care of us. He will protect us. He will kill all this forest fire, all this Kamsa, Jarasandh, Banasur, Agasur, Putana. And we will be relieved. So with this hope, with this trust, with this faith and with love, they are offering beautiful prayers to Krishna. And what are those prayers? That we'll see next verse onwards. Very nice prayers. We should hear them, read them, recite them. So much philosophy is there. And we will develop our Krishna consciousness. Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. If there are any questions or comments, we may take. Any questions? Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri